Two Narrative Walks by Giuseppe Calicetti. Walk number 1, south of Via Emilia. Track number 1, Via Emilia, keeping the memory alive. Hello, you're in Reggio Emilia, in Piazza del Monte Square. Look around you, you're at the center of the world, the heart of the city. Stand in the middle of the square, facing Palazzo del Monte. Open your arms. If you turned left and walked along Via Emilia, you would soon reach the city gate of Porta San Pietro, and going on from there, you'd eventually get to the city of Modena. If you went right on Via Emilia, this would take you to the city gate of Porta Santo Stefano, and going on from there, you'd eventually get to the city of Parma. Now look down to the ground. You're treading on a road that is also a historical monument. Sometimes the city council lets you get a glimpse of large paving stones 2 meters below street level under see-through covers. Tourists and citizens can look down and see them. Then the council covers everything over. It uncovers and covers over again. It happens all the time. The periodic appearance of Via Emilia is a healthy exercise in keeping alive the personal and collective memory. It's as if the citizens of Reggio Emilia wanted to make sure that the ancient Roman road continues to lie beneath them and ensure that they keep their feet on the ground. It's an important ritual, particularly in this fleeting age of ours. It's important to check with our own eyes that the ancient Via Emilia is still there beneath our feet, and nobody has taken it away from us. The ancient Roman road is a reminder that in 190 BC, Marcus Aemilius Lepidus exercised his authority as a Roman consul here, and it is not by chance that Cicero mentioned the name of Reggio Emilia in 77 BC.